Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
26 years after Rwanda was torn apart by ethnic violence that left hundreds of thousands of dead, one of the major figures in the campaign of genocide remains a fugitive. Felician Kabuga, a once prominent Rwandan businessman, is wanted by an international court for his role in the genocide, and the United States is offering a large reward for information leading to his arrest. Kabuga, born in 1935, was a prominent political supporter and financial contributor to elements in the Rwandan government bent on committing genocide. He is accused of helping to plan a campaign of extermination that resulted in approximately 100 days of violence in 1994. The allegations against him include giving violent extremist elements financial support for massacres, importing large quantities of weapons, and founding and directing the Radio-Television Libre des Mille Collines, which broadcast messages inciting genocide. For these and other crimes, the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, now known as the International Residual Mechanism for Criminal Tribunals, indicted Kabuga on charges of genocide and war crimes and issued a warrant for his arrest. The United States is cooperating with other governments, the United Nations, and the residual mechanism to make it harder for Kabuga and others to continue to elude justice. To achieve that end, the U.S. is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to his arrest. If you or anyone you know has information on Felician Kabuga's activities and whereabouts, you can provide it with complete confidentiality. Please visit the nearest U.S. Embassy or Consulate website to contact the Regional Security Office. Email the U.S. War Crimes Rewards Program at wcrp@state.gov or contact us via WhatsApp on +1 202 975 5468. You can also visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/warcrimesrewardsprogram or follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/warcrimesreward for photos of the wanted fugitives. All credible reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government. We'll be right back.